This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Trump prides himself on being dealmaker-in-chief, as we know, including, as we learned today, arms sales to foreign militaries. Today, on the Japan leg of his Asia trip, the president said the Japanese could shoot North Korean missiles out of the sky when they buy, quote, lots of additional military equipment from the United States. That would bring, the president said, and this is also a quote, a lot of jobs for us. Whether those jobs actually materialize following the sales is a whole other thing, though, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports from Washington.
There's nothing new about framing arms sales as job creation. It's one of many selling points, along with diplomacy and military coordination with allies. The thing is, sales do not always equal more American factory jobs. Sometimes it's like the iPhone, designed in America, assembled somewhere else. In today's case, by the Japanese, says Mark Kansian at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
They developed a Japanese version of the F-15 and then manufactured it. Domestically, the United States will provide engineering support, some components, but much of the manufacturing is done in Japan.
Still, this president actively cheers arms deals, to Japan in this case, and on a past trip to Saudi Arabia. And when this comes from the commander-in-chief, it can move the needle, says defense analyst Chris Higgins at Morningstar.
What you'll see is a lot more government support to make those deals happen. And that's important because it's a very regulated sector, and you really do need government-to-government contact sometimes to close these deals.
Many defense companies are optimistic under this White House, not just for sales to foreign militaries, but to ours, as in Pentagon spending. But weapon and defense systems are often made more by machines than people, says William Hartung at the Center for International Policy.
Pentagon spending creates fewer jobs than almost any other activity. And the reason is it's capital intensive. You know, for the people who have those jobs, it's very important. But in terms of employment stimulus, it's one of the least effective ways of going about it.
The U.S., by the way, is by far the world's leader in arms sales. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.